In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our sermon text, Exodus, the 14th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the people of Israel had a deadly enemy pressing down on them. After the night of the Passover, Pharaoh told Israel that they were free. Free to leave Egypt. But he soon had second thoughts. So he gathered his elite army and set out in pursuit of them. And with the Red Sea ahead of them and the chariots of Pharaoh's army rapidly approaching behind them, Israel was trapped. Trapped. With no time to go around the sea and no way to get across it, and no great army to face Pharaoh. Israel was doomed. They had no way to save themselves. But where there is no way, God makes a way. So the Lord told Moses to raise his staff and to stretch out his hand over the sea so that the waters would be parted and the Israelites would pass through the sea on dry ground. And just as the Lord had said, so it was. Moses lifted up his staff, the Lord parted the waters, and with water-like walls on each side of them, the people of Israel safely made it through the Red Sea. When the Lord told Moses to stretch out his staff again, and he did, the waters came back into their place, pouring over the pursuing Egyptians and stopping them dead in their tracks. And right before that, they cried, "Let us flee from before the Lord, for it is the Lord who fights for Israel against Egypt." But it was too late. The Egyptians died. But the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And seeing that they had been saved from the Lord's power, Israel trusted in the Lord as their God and Moses as their divinely appointed leader. And with that, as God's redeemed people, they set out on a journey to go where the Lord would lead them. A long journey lay ahead of them. But through God's gracious deliverance, a new day had dawned for Israel. Looking back to the miraculous Red Sea crossing, we marvel at what God did for the Israelites that day. But not just for Israel, also for us. By saving the people of Israel from Pharaoh, God preserved the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That means he kept the promise to them, including the promise of the offspring of Abraham, through whom the nations of the earth would be blessed. More than that, not only did God preserve his promise to send us a Savior, but as he delivered Israel through the waters of the Red Sea, in doing that, he also gave us a preview of how that promised Savior would ultimately deliver us. Apart from Christ, we all face mortal danger from deadly enemies. The devil desires and seeks our destruction. Our own sinful nature plays right into the devil's hands, tempting us with pride and greed and lust and envy and drunkenness and impatience and love of money and sexual immorality and jealousy and hatred and vengeance and laziness. And the wages of our sin is death. Death clings to us like a shadow and pursues us as an enemy. Threatened by dangers on every side, we are trapped. We cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition any more than Israel could save themselves from Pharaoh's armies. We are doomed. But again, where there is no way, God makes a way. The God who gave Moses to deliver his people from the hand of their enemy gives his own son to deliver us from the hand of sin and the devil and death. He made a way for Israel by telling Moses to lift up his staff of wood and stretch out his hand over the sea. He made a way for us by telling Christ to be high and lifted up on the cross of the made of wood and to stretch out his hands in mercy for us on Mount Calvary. The whips, the thorns, the nails, the waves of God's judgment of death, they all crash down on Jesus. Where Moses passed through the judgment of God unharmed, Christ secures our safety at the cost of his own life. But through this one act of self-giving love, Jesus makes a safe path for us to the shores of paradise. He guarantees that we will pass through the judgment of God on dry ground, that we will live even though we die, and that we will be forever welcomed into the eternal promised land as we hear the Father say, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people and God himself will be to them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." In fact, not only does Christ make a safe path or a way for us, but he is the way, God's way, who saves us from the hand of our enemies and comes to give us eternal life. And that eternal life, our life in Christ, begins in a miraculous and a remarkable way, the way that bears a striking resemblance to Israel's own Exodus. As the Lord once delivered the Israelites into the new life through the waters of the Red Sea, so now he delivers us personally to new life through the waters of holy baptism. The sinful nature is drowned, and we pass through on dry ground and emerge safely on the other side. Martin Luther makes that connection in our baptismal prayer where he says, "Almighty and eternal God, you drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea, yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through water and by the word, we are delivered to a new life in Christ." So, dear saints of the living God, you can think of your baptism as your own personal exodus. For God has heard your groaning cries of slavery to sin and death and the devil, and he has sent his deliverer, his only son, Jesus. And this deliverer reveals to you the Father's love for you by offering himself as the lamb of sacrifice so that the blood of the lamb might mark the posts and the lintels of your forehead and your heart, and that you may pass through the waters of God's judgment of death and arrive safely on the shores of paradise, where you will dwell with your God forever in his promised land. Until then, until we arrive safely in the promised land, the shores of paradise, where we dwell with God face to face, as you continue your journey, may you always rejoice in your personal exodus. May you always rejoice that you have passed through the waters, that you have been freed by the blood of the Lamb and thus passed over from death to life. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.